Once again, gaudete and rejoice. This weekend, I'd like to first to show how we rejoice in two different, you could say, dimensions or places. One horizontally, and that's with us as a community, and the other is vertical, the rejoicing to God, who is obviously in a different dimension or place, you could again say. So first, let's look at some of the readings quickly, because every one of them talked about rejoice or joyfulness. In our first reading in Zephaniah, now Zephaniah, we don't hear him that often. He's one of the 12 prophets, one of the smaller prophets. And they don't say they're smaller, like in their height, or their gift of talents of preaching as a prophet, but because their readings were shorter. Where we'll hear in a second about Isaiah, which has a lot of documents, a lot of text. But Zephaniah says in chapter 3, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel." Now, this comes to a horizontal group of us on earth, or us in Mass at St. Thomas Aquinas, as well as St. Columban. We were just at Mass. And this was written for a larger crowd, like today. If you were reading in the Bible, this reading around the world is listened to everybody that's at a Mass. Now, if we were saying it and reading it just personally, that would just be me or just you. But when we hear the scriptures, we are to hear it together at Mass. Not just individually, not just with one subject, but us together. And of course, we raise this up to God in a different place, in that vertical access, you could say. Then we hear in the responsorial psalm, which is very interesting if you honed into that. Most of our responsorial psalms are, that's why the name is, from the Psalms, the 150 psalms in the wisdom section of the Old Testament. And our responsorial psalm today was actually from Isaiah, another prophet. And we heard, "God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation." That by itself, again, is to rejoice, to have gaudete. Once again, not by ourselves, but with our musicians, with us as parishioners, our servers, myself, sacristans, everybody. And once again, we worship that to God. We lift that up to Him to rejoice for God and from God. And then we have St. Paul. And you've probably heard this verse before, I'm sure. "Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice." Now, if you haven't heard this, this might perk your conscience, that St. Paul was writing that while he was in jail. He was writing to the Philippians while he was in prison. In jail. Now we might think, that's odd. If he's in jail, how is he really feeling? Now, and the data isn't there, but I mean, imagine, is there a nice plumbing bathroom situation? Was he being fed? Was he drinking clean water? Well, we don't know. And he might physically be in a bad spot. Yet in his spiritual journey with our Father, he is saying, rejoice. And I say it again, rejoice. So no matter where we are at our horizontal level, whether we're sick, depressed, we're in any different situation, we still, like St. Paul wrote, we too must say, rejoice. Rejoice, not just for me, but for you and for God. Some powerful thoughts to think of these readings about rejoicing and joyfulness of God. And we know really why that's happening now in Advent, because we know the story, we know the end of it. We know that the rejoicing of God then rejoices us for His Son, who's born. And then eventually gives His life for each of us. Finally, I want to focus quickly with St. John the Baptist in the Gospel today. Because what he told the disciples back then and those that were asking him the questions, what do I do? Are good questions and answers for what we might ask. St. John the Baptist, what should I do in these last few days, 9 days to Christmas? And he said, whoever has two cloaks should share it with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise. Do that and rejoice. Stop collecting more than what is prescribed, like your materialism, your possessions. Do it. And rejoice. Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. That's gossip. That's what I just put on my Facebook earlier this week about Pope Francis talking how gossip is like killing, like a terrorist that throws a bomb and walks away with doing nothing. Again, gossiping is killing. And Pope Francis, do not falsely accuse anyone and be satisfied with your wages. Give that away and rejoice. Gaudete, a few days to Christmas. Focus well, sprint well on our journey to the birth of our Savior, where we will definitely rejoice.